Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be unto you, my Christian brothers and sisters. There's a story of a man who went shopping one day and happened to notice a sign in the window which read, "Crosses half price." You were to go into that shop that day, you could possibly find a cross made just for you, one that best fits you, one that fits your personality, your being. For you see, that is the way crosses are, which are made by man's hand. You have a selection from which to choose. But when Jesus spoke in our text about crosses, what did he mean? Did he mean the kind of crosses found in that shop? Did he mean the kind of cross I have about my neck this morning, or many of you have on bracelets or chains? No, he didn't. What Jesus meant there, as in connection with his Calvary scene, through Jesus' suffering and death on the cross, we get an understanding as to what cross we might expect in our lives. It isn't the kind of cross that we wear, but possibly the kind of cross that wore Jesus. Not that someday we may have to die on the cross, but our cross in life may be very hard to bear. Yet we are told by our Savior and Lord, pick it up and follow him. When Jesus speaks of cross bearing, he precedes it with a few words which are very important to this text. Jesus says, "Deny yourself." These few words are at the very center and heart of this whole text, for it tells us something about ourselves and how we go about cross carrying. These words mean literally to disown yourself from yourself, to disregard everything and anything that you are and can be. You are nothing. Deny yourself. These words of Jesus are directed to a man who constantly let his own wants and desires and accomplishments rule his life. Such a man was Peter. The setting of our text is this. From that time on, Jesus began to say plainly to his disciples, "I must go to Jerusalem and suffer much from the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. I will be put to death, and on the third day, I will be raised to life." Now Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." Jesus turned around and said to Peter, "Get away from me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my way, for these words are man's words, not God's." Then follow the words of our text. "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me." St. Paul said these very same words, but in a different fashion, to his Galatian congregation when he said, "What the human nature wants is opposed to what the Spirit wants. What the Spirit wants is opposed to what the human nature wants." How often do we become little Peter and need to hear the words of Jesus' admonition to us? Deny yourself, or else you become an obstacle in my way. We must recognize the many times we have acted as though we're walking through God's cross shop and deciding what cross we would like to carry. We must remember that Jesus said, "Pick up your cross," not "pick out your cross." The cross for Christ meant extreme suffering and pain, and even death. Far more important, though, the cross for Christ meant obedience to his Father. What man failed to do, in fact, what man refused to do, namely to obey God and to do his will, Christ came to make right. Jesus did not turn away from that terrible cross, for if he had, he would have, in fact, turned away from all of us. Jesus had to deny himself for you and for me. He left heaven in the glory of his Father, came to earth in humility, a babe in the manger. He denied himself and became sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He took on him, through the cross, all the sin of the world, All the times that we have failed to deny ourselves and really ended up denying the Lord Jesus. He took all those sins and many, many more. He offers to all of us today forgiveness. Forgiveness which is free and boundless. Forgiveness which is a gift of the grace of God to be accepted simply through faith in Jesus Christ. Through the forgiveness which is ours in Christ Jesus, all of God's children are made free from guilt, free from the wrath and condemning power of God, free to joyfully pick up your cross and follow Him. Joy in a cross? Definitely. The Scriptures tell us that Christ endured His cross for the reason of joy that was to come to Him. Jesus saw joy in His cross because it meant many people coming to the Father, people who would stand before the Father redeemed and forgiven in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is this Christ who calls to you and says, follow me, take up your cross. Don't look for something cheap, not even half price, for God spared not even His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. St. Paul knew the joy of his cross, for even through persecution, shipwreck, and imprisonment, he knew the joy of his faith and he wrote about it. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Paul then asked, what could separate the believer from the love of God? He even made a list of crosses of sorts. Could the cross of tribulation separate the believer from the love of God? Could the cross of problems, could the cross of distress, could the cross of pain and heartache, and even could the cross of death separate the believer from God? Nothing, Paul said, could separate the believer from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My friends, I don't know what cross God has in store for you in your life, but this I do know. Your cross will have much to do with your faith in Jesus Christ. It will either be a testing of your faith, in which case you will be led by the Spirit of God to a clearer understanding and more firm affirmation that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, or it will be God's way of using you for the extension of His kingdom as you go through life patiently carrying your cross, giving honor and glory to God with joy in your heart. May the Holy Spirit lead all of us to see that our crosses are indeed God sent, that we may rejoice through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.